USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The only thing on President Biden's agenda today is hosting a screening of the movie Till. That will take place in the East Room at 5 p.m. Eastern. Yesterday, Biden slammed Republican budget plans to a pro-union crowd.
Speaking to the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers in Maryland Wednesday, President Biden said legislative plans coming from the Republican side of the aisle are harmful.
It would add more than $3 trillion to the debt over 10 years. $3 trillion.
He said the GOP is committed to extending Trump-era tax cuts and cutting Medicare and Social Security.
If anyone tries to get rid of Social Security or Medicare, I will veto it. That's the Republican dream. I'm their nightmare.
Biden said his budget plan will strengthen Social Security and Medicare and cut the deficit by $2 trillion over 10 years. I'm John Schaefer.
The Justice Department has stepped up work in recent months on drafting a potential antitrust complaint against Apple Incorporated. The investigation into whether Apple has a monopoly power that it abuses began in 2019 when enforcers have escalated their efforts in recent months, with more litigators now assigned to the case and new requests for documents and consultations with companies are moving ahead. Six-time NBA champion Michael Jordan is celebrating his 60th birthday tomorrow. Jordan is celebrating by making a $10 million donation to the Make-A-Wish Foundation. The thankful organization says it's the largest donation ever received from an individual in the organization's 43-year history. A man accused of trying to steal a catalytic converter in Palmdale, California, was killed Tuesday when he was run over by the SUV he was stealing from. It happened in a store parking lot. A woman was sleeping in her SUV when suspects began sawing off the catalytic converter. The sound startled the woman, and she immediately drove away. After feeling the bumps, she stopped and called 911. Three others were detained. The suspect died at the hospital. This is USA News.
If you're looking to move out of your parents' place, you could really cut expenses by bundling your car and renter's insurance with Progressive, which is good because your little brother has gotten really territorial. You're blood related. You think it would be fine to share food in the fridge? I mean, who writes their name on every individually wrapped slice of cheese, Tyler? Still, you've got to admire the commitment. So bundle your renter's and car insurance with Progressive and use the savings to help you move out and have all the cheese you want. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company coverage provided in service by affiliates and third-party insurers.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-485-8801. 800-485-8801. That's 800-485-8801.
Six Flags Over Texas officially has a new roller coaster. The Aquaman Power Wave ride will open March 11th, just in time for spring breakers to hit it up in Arlington, Texas. The Aquaman ride will be the park's 14th roller coaster ride and the first to open since the Joker in 2017. The money spent to replace California Senator Dianne Feinstein could break records. Democrat strategist Steve Maviglio says it's going to be an expensive race that could cost between $50 and $100 million.
Because it's so expensive, there's not too many people that can race it.
With Adam Schiff, Katie Porter, and 72-year-old Barbara Lee eyeing the seat, Maviglio thinks the candidate pool is strong.
There's no clear front runner, and that's going to lead to a lot of money spent and a lot of exposure to voters over the next more than a year.
After nearly three decades in the U.S. Senate, Feinstein announced this week she would not seek re-election next year, but would finish out her term. If Feinstein decides to step down before her term ends, Governor Newsom would have to appoint a replacement. In Washington, I'm Victoria Idoni.
Governor Ron DeSantis on Wednesday signed into law a bill to expand a state program used to relocate migrants from anywhere in the country to sanctuary cities. DeSantis and Republicans are calling out the president for his failed border policies that have led to a major influx of illegal immigrants from around the world. Lance Pry, USA News.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Paper shredder's jammed, but I think I fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Potential savings will vary.